Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Life with Monica Matthews. Somebody's got to say it.
Federal report says that homeschooling has doubled in the last 20 years. What does that tell you? I think we've got some serious problems in our education system.
Homeschooling is on the rise across Virginia, according to a recent report from the state's Department of Education. The number of homeschooled students increased by 20% in the state over the last 5 years. In Charlottesville, the number of homeschooled students doubled during that same time. Homeschooling parents say social media has made it easier to teach their children at home, and it's also helped to grow organizations such as the Community Homeschool Enrichment Center.
The more people who start homeschooling, the more other activities that creates, the more classes in the community, the more social opportunities. So it kind of snowballs.
Yeah, very, very important component to that is socialization. Something other than allowing your kids to simply sit on social media. So I'm a little bit of an expert on this topic because, and I'll tell you very readily, I'm not an expert on much other than my life. Okay. But this is an area that there was a pretty big part of my life for many years. I felt very called to homeschool my daughter. I did not want to homeschool my daughter. My daughter was doing just fine in Montessori school. She was way ahead of her peers. She's always been very smart. She loves learning even to this day. What she will tell you, though, is that her homeschool years really instilled in her a sense of self, a sense of becoming resourceful, because it encourages resourcefulness. All right. And I knew that was going to be the case. But by the time she got to high school, because I did feel it was important to integrate her into a bigger community so that whenever she got to a university campus, that was the number one complaint I heard from homeschooling parents that they ran into, was that their kids were socially ill-equipped. I did not want that to happen to my daughter. And she went 2,200 miles away from home to a campus that had 40,000 freshmen. So it was a big deal. And I'm really glad that I did that. But she'll tell you that going into back into an academically structured institution of high school, she went to a private high school, as well as her college studies, basically went to suck the life out of her and her love for learning. So she really appreciated homeschool that much more after having been exposed back to traditional education.
I'm not on the porch, I'm in bed.
And this is the product of homeschooling.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's 1:44 on a Sunday afternoon. Where are your kids? In bed.
Watching Disney Channel movies.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad you called in. Listen, I need you to convince families of why home. No, I'm kidding. But seriously, how do you think homeschool helped you? I mean, like, what was your number one takeaway?
It gave me a whole newfound perspective on being resourceful that I don't think a lot of kids who get stuck being put in very tiny boxes in school don't get. Because we did have our, I'll say, differences whenever we were trying to do lessons together.
I was like, so, what do you mean? You don't know why 2 + 2 = 4.
And I'm like, you don't know either.
Pretty much. Right.
Okay. But yeah, so yeah, I think it just gave me, it taught me how to be resourceful. And if I wanted to learn something, it taught me how to seek it out. And it just gave me a love of learning that honestly college almost and high school almost squashed out, because it's not about learning. It's about cramming and test taking. But in homeschool, it could actually be about learning and grasping the material and not trying to push and cram yourself into a box if you didn't get it. So,
right.
You know, now that I've graduated and can go back to reading for pleasure and all of this, I've found my love of learning again. That definitely was instilled in me during homeschool.
Yeah. So the number, so you heard it straight from the horse's mouth. That's straight from my kid who was homeschooled from second grade to the 11th. She was a junior in high school whenever I put her back in school. Actually, that's not true. So we started in the ninth grade with a very small Christian school, and she was going for a limited number of hours. But I will tell you, you cannot do it alone. And you are doing your children a disservice by keeping them at home on the computer. You think you're keeping them safe, but you're not. You're teaching them to become little islands unto themselves. And a very important concept of life is that people learn how to need each other to accomplish a common goal. It is very important to be able to share the stage with people, to share a field. So homeschoolers have sports, they've got arts and crafts, they've got orchestras. I mean, there's legitimately no excuse for your kid not to be as social as you would ever want them to be being homeschooled. I will tell you, the number one complaint I hear from parents is that they can't afford it. They don't think they can afford it. And can I tell you something? That is not true. We live in a country with the most disposable income on the planet. So there's no excuse for you not to be able to prioritize your children. This isn't just their education. Please hear me very clearly. Homeschooling is not simply about academics. Homeschooling is about preserving the personhood, the agency, and the integrity of your children, which is the future of this country and the future of this world. So instead of looking to Congress and politicians to fix everything, why don't we start in our own homes and make decisions that are sacrificial in some instances, that are uncomfortable? There's nothing comfortable about homeschooling initially, nothing. Especially if you were as bad in school as I was. That was my number one hesitation. I'm like, God, I don't want to make her a dummy, because I was being honest, right? But I got to college, but my life was also kind of, you know, helter-skelter in my teen years. But by the time I got to college, I really found a love for learning, because it wasn't about pressing myself into an SAT box any longer. It was, I wanted to know what European history was really all about. I wanted to know because I wanted to connect the dots with today. And that is something that homeschool kids do very well. Not only are they well-mannered, you can normally tell a homeschool kid from a government school kid. I'm just telling you, and I was a government school product, or a private school kid. They're very different. They are very aware of others and their surroundings. They connect dots very readily. Why? Because they're not busy preserving their lives at school. School is a jungle. It is a horrible place these days for kids to even remotely get to know who they are, much less the world around them. All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Monica On Air Talk. I'm no longer on Facebook, so you won't find me there. InstaScam, you can find me on Instagram and follow me in all my crazy pictures of my life. If you want to see all my food, right? That's the place for you to see all that good stuff. And I love your Dear Monica letters, monica@monicamatthews.com. Thank you for subscribing to my podcasts at iTunes and any other place you can find a download medium. And share with your friends and family and colleagues. And hey, remember, be good to yourself. Be nice, starting in your own mirror, and be kind to others. Until next time, I love you.